In 1950 at Lord's, the West Indies achieved their first test victory in England, thanks largely to those little pals of mine, Ramadan and Valentine. They also had a trio of rare batting class, Worrall, Weeks and Walcott, the three W's, and at Trent Bridge, John Arlott described Frank Worrall and Everton Weeks putting England to the sword.
And now we watch Shackleton turn again, come in from the Radcliffe Road end, bowl to Worrall, and Worrall cuts him again wide of those two slips. With very accurate pricing down to Jenkins at third man, who bowls the ball in to Parkhouse at second slip. Worrall 97 now, 222 for two. 222 for two. And now the bowler at this pavilion end is still Hollies. Hollies to Worrall from the pavilion end, the slip, a short third man, a cover, short extra, mid-off rather deep, and an extra cover on the boundaries. His offside field comes in, bowls to Worrall, and Worrall pulls that wide of mid-on, four runs in his 100. And this must be a very tired England fielding side. Been plenty of foot pounding on this. Oh, he's called in sole up from very deep at long leg. Up Worrall and Worrall off his back foot, forces the ball to mid-on. Apparently isn't going to let him get his 200 with a gentle deflection on the leg side. So he's brought those two fieldsmen up there close. Almost everybody could save the one now. They all close in as Yardley bowls, and Worrall off the back foot hits the ball quite hard back to the bowler himself, stops it. 395 for three, and Worrall's not 199. 199. For his only scoring stroke for his 200, Yardley bowls to him, off the back foot, there it is, it's four. For good measure. Away to that long on boundary. Yes, it's gone over with Hughes once more in pursuit. Frank Worrall, 203. That's 200 in exactly 4 hours. He's been scoring at 50 to the hour. Two sixes and 27 fours. 120 of those 200 in boundary hits. And now Yardley bowls again, and Worrall pushes him out on the offside. They decide not to have a run. Dewsfield and returns to Evans. That's the end of the over.